I'm Johnny DiLoretto.
I'm John DeSando.
This is Cinema Classics.
Yeah, boy, it is.
I think we're one of the great cinematic pairs. You know, even though we've never appeared in a film together, we talk about films.
Right, right. And I think sometime, 100 years from now, people will be glamorizing us for this little show.
There will be a film.
there will be a film.
A romanticized film about the passing of a time.
Yes.
When two very distinguished radio outlaws shared ideas about film.
And don't you think that we broadcast from a hole in the wall?
True, true.
All right, so that's the gang.
We're the hole in the wall gang. We're talking about Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid.
Oh, yes. Well, thinking back to our discussions of the 1960s in film.
Yeah.
And this is 1969.
1969. A movie like Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid, which is a great Western in and of itself, but it has this comical interplay that elevates it, helps it bleed into this different genre.
When we think back to the 30s and 40s with the screwball comedies, I think we had inklings of what the buddy film could be.
Right.
But I think you're right. I mean, this is the beginning of it. And take a look at all the buddy films that have come after it. Don't you think that many of them have been influenced by Butch Cassidy?
Yeah, but they lose something along the way has been lost. One character is a distinct type, and the other character is the opposite type. Mm-hmm. In Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid, it's not that obvious. Yeah. These guys are similar in many ways, but they're different in some key ways. And it's that sort of subtlety that brings out these, you know, you have two of the great actors, right?
Yes.
Paul Newman and Robert Redford playing off of each other. Redford wasn't as big a star as some of the other guys they wanted.
Yeah.
Like Steve McQueen.
Dustin Hoffman was looked at for Butch.
Because he was fresh off of
The Graduate. And Jack Lemmon had only The Odd Couple in his way. Mm-hmm. He'd have been Sundance. Nothing greater than the moment that everybody knows when they're about to jump.
Mm-hmm.
And Redford says that he can't swim.
Right.
And Newman says, well, the fall will kill you.
He doesn't understand why Sundance is hesitating. And when that comes out, that revelation that he's just afraid because he can't swim, his reaction is really funny. And don't forget, what makes that scene great? They're pinned down. They're being shot at. There's only two options.
Yeah.
They either get shot and die at that moment, or they risk death and die at a later moment.
What I like so much about that, it's a super posse. Nobody's going to beat that super posse.
Right.
You know, and George Roy Hill, the director, has them coming every other scene. The great posse is there.
Who are those guys?
I love that line.
And what's so great about that is you're right, it's a super posse, an existential force, right? There's no escaping the end of this.
And George Roy Hill comments that students who watched the film frequently said to him that it was a metaphor for the government coming after all of us little people. And when you think of the anti-war demonstrations back in the 60s, it would be appropriate. I doubt if he cared that much for the allegorical implication.
Yeah, the personification of time and advancement.
Oh, I agree.
And
yeah.
These changing times. These guys represented a sort of lifestyle that was passing, right? Represented by the theme of horse to bicycle. Yeah, their time is up.
One of the great scenes for me is when all the horses come off the train. Now, the interesting thing is that George Roy Hill had a ramp in the back of the train on the other side so that the horsemen came up
and
then jumped out of the train because there wasn't enough room.
Yeah, it is a beautiful moment. I'm so glad you brought that up because it is a poetic moment.
Paul Newman did say it was the most fun he'd ever had making a movie.
Oh, I bet.
He and Redford just drank Mexican beer the whole time.
Wow.
But isn't that wonderful, the chemistry you were talking about?
They reteamed for The Sting.
They did. And Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid had four Oscars. You have frequently mentioned this to me, and you were so right about golden years of film, the 60s and 70s.
Begins right there, yeah.
Psycho, Lawrence of Arabia, The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly, The Graduate, Dr. Strangelove, and 2001.
Oh, those all came out in the 60s. Yeah. I mean, if nothing else came out, look what, you know,
yes.
Came out of there, that last thing.
All right, Hi-Oh Silver.
Wrong reference, but the award-winning Cinema Classics is produced by John DeSando and Johnny DiLoretto. Listen to the shows and read reviews online at WCBE.org.